Amen. Read a couple verses of scripture here, 10 and 11, 2 Kings chapter 10, or chapter 5, verse number 10. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, Go and wash in Jordan 7 times.
Yes.
And thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. Speaking of Naaman here. But Naaman was wroth, and went away and said, Behold, right, here's my message. I thought, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Amen. That's all I want to read for the time being. I'll have many scriptures, more scriptures to come that we need to read. But if the Lord would help us, I'd like to preach on, amen, a thought. Praise God, a thought. How powerful that a thought is.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Naaman here was a mighty man. Naaman here was the captain here of the army. And he was a man of great political, amen, man of great power. And he had leprosy. He had a problem with Tommy. He was a leper.
Yeah.
Amen. And he needed to be healed. Praise God. So that little woman down there, little maid lady down in Israel said, I know a man that can help you, praise God. And so to make a long story short, Naaman calls for the prophet, and he says, hey, why don't you go down there and ask the man of God, amen, how I can receive my help, amen, how I can receive my healing, praise God. Naaman thought, he said, I thought he would just speak the word, in other words, strike the ground, amen. And command that my healing just happen like that, praise God.
Yeah.
But God had a different way, amen.
Yes,
God. He didn't like the old prophet's answer. The old prophet, amen, sent word back and said, you go tell Naaman, go tell mighty Naaman. Go tell Naaman, that man that's got pride and thinks he's something, amen. Go tell him, go down to the Jordan and dip 7 times in the muddy Jordan, and then he can receive a healing, praise God. But Naaman said, I thought that he was going to come a different way. Amen. Hey, God. Let me tell you something, church. There's a lot of power in just the thoughts of a mind. Amen. Did you know that? Amen. A lot of power that comes just from a thought. Amen. I read this, and some of you may have read this before, but there was a young boy that was growing up in Austria. Amen. And this young boy had thoughts in his mind. Amen. The villagers remembered seeing him climbing apple trees and pretending to be a soldier fighting against the English. Amen. Many people remembered seeing he had standing on a hill near Leoning, if I'm saying that right, his arms waving as he commanded his fictitious army followers to attack. Amen. Then his father would whistle for him, and the lad would go home to supper. But the townsfolk also remembered the most curious detail about his life. Many times at night, he could be found sitting on the cemetery wall, gazing up into the stars, thinking how that he would be a military leader one day, how that he would get revenge on the English. Amen. And how many millions of people died at the hands and at the thought of this young boy's mind. Amen.
Yeah.
He grew up later to become known as Adolf Hitler. Amen. Hey God. It started with just a thought. When Adolf Hitler was just a boy, he had thoughts of what he was going to do in life. And those thoughts progressed. Amen. And they progressed. His thoughts progressed into evil becomings. Amen.
Right.
He became an evil man. But I'd like to tell us here tonight, there is no more powerful natural force on earth, amen, than a thought life. Praise God.
Right.
What happens in the mind of you and me, of every man, woman, boy, and girl, amen, 2 Corinthians put it like this, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. I don't know about you. We're all human. We all have human nature. And sometimes we have thoughts that come into our mind. I like what one man said one time. We cannot stop a bird from flying over top of our head, but we can sure stop him from building a nest.
Right.
Amen. And that's the same way of a thought pattern, praise God. You can't always control, amen, certain thoughts that come to us, but I don't have to dwell on them very long. Hey God, I can bring them into captivity. Every thought, amen. Lord, help us, God, to bring those thoughts into captivity. Naaman was a leader of the Syrian army. He was stricken by leprosy, that which there was no cure for that. Hey God, but he said, hey man, if I could just get that man of God to come down here, hey man, and just speak the word, amen, cast the ground, do something. But it didn't happen the way he thought. Let me tell you something, wrong thinking is deadly. Did you know that?
Yes.
The Bible says in Proverbs chapter number 23, verse number 7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Amen. Hey God. Amen. Thoughts repeatedly running over the same mental track. It grooves permanency into their mind. Amen. Don't let your mind keep thinking, amen, over and over about things that you shouldn't be thinking about. Praise God. Oh yes, a man said he saw a sign one time, amen, out beside the road that said, choose well your rut, because you're going to stay there for a long time. Amen. That's what we ought to do with our thoughts. Amen. We ought to choose well our thoughts. Praise God. Because if you don't watch out, they're going to stay in your mind maybe for longer than what you thought. Amen. My grandpa was a man of very little words. My grandpa, Painter, Claiborne Painter. Amen. He didn't all choked up tonight. He didn't have a lot of words to say, Brother Tommy. But here's what he always taught us grandkids. He said, if you ain't got nothing good to say about somebody, don't say it at all. Amen. I tell you, that's helped me out a lot in life. Sometimes I'd like to say things. Sometimes I've said things when I shouldn't have said things. Sometimes I've said things when I should have took my papaw's advice and been quiet about it. Amen. Hey God, that same way thinking is, Lord. Help me don't get those bad thoughts in my mind. I'm going to bring them into captivity. I'm going to bring them under subjection. Amen. To the thinking of God. I want to think godly thoughts and not worldly thoughts. Amen. Hey God, help us, Lord, as a man thinketh in his heart. Proverbs said, so is he. Amen. God's plan of salvation is so complete that he covers every aspect of your life. Did you know in this Bible right here, you can find a scripture for every aspect of your human life. Amen. Oh yes, even your thoughts. Amen. This is the covenant. He said, Hebrews 10 and 16, I will make with thee after those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. Yes. Praise God. He went on to say in Romans, amen, 8 and 6, for to be carnally minded is death. Hallelujah. Yes. Hey God, Lord, I don't want to be carnally minded. Amen. Oh. I want to be godly minded. Woo. Amen. Philippians said, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and what in your minds through Christ Jesus. Hey, I tell you, church, we're living in a time. I've said it many times, Brother Tommy. Back in the Bible days, they were persecuted bodily, physically. Amen. They were strapped by horses to each extremity, and they would pull men apart. They would torture them physically. But I've never seen such a time. I know I'm a young man. I've never seen such a time when the enemy is at war in the mind. Amen. Hey God, I'm in the medical profession, or I was, hadn't worked in the medical profession for the past couple years. And I've seen many of them, Brother Tommy. I've never seen a time that the devil is fighting the minds. Psychiatric beds. Just this little small town alone, amen, has a couple psychiatric hospitals. Amen. People suffering earlier and earlier. People fight thoughts in their minds. Hey God, if you don't watch out, the devil will feed you some thoughts in your mind, and it'll take control of you. And then finally, one day, you'll act upon that thought. Hey God, there's two forces at work in this life. Do you know which forces they are? It's very simple. Amen. One force is the Creator. That's God. And the other force is the devil. Amen.
comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I come to give you life and life more abundant. Hallelujah. Amen. If you got thoughts, somebody said, how do I know where my thoughts are coming from? Amen. Let me tell you something. God ain't going to give you devilish thoughts. Amen. If you got thoughts that's of wicked, that's of sinful nature, it sure didn't come from God. Amen. Lord, help us, God, in this day to realize there's a war out there and the enemy's fighting for your mind. I said the enemy's attacking. Amen. He's coming against the church. He's coming against the families. Have you ever seen such a time, amen, in the church today? Husbands and wife can't get along. Divorce is at an all-time high. Amen. I read a statistic. I don't know how much stake you can put in this. Amen. But I read a statistic that said divorce in the church. How they measured that, I don't know. But divorce in the church is just as high or higher as divorce of those that don't profess to be a Christian. Let me tell you something. We're in a sad day. We're in a hard hour. The devil's fighting the minds. Hey, I tell you what you better do. You better rebuke those thoughts and say, I plead the blood over this. I plead the blood. I resist you, devil, and you got to flee. Amen. Help us, God. Amen. Oh, amen. We are all aware that God has angels who serve as ministering spirits. Oh, yes, what Hebrews 1 and 14 said. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? But just as God has angels, I'm not giving the pat on the back to the devil, but you know the devil has demons or demoniac spirits, and they're running to and fro across this earth to deceive you, to deceive your children, to deceive your family. Oh, God, help us in this day. Hey, that's why we got to keep thoughts, amen, under captivity in our mind. Help us, oh God. Brother Tommy, that's where I watch, where I take my kids. I know that we're live on Facebook right now and live here on Marco Polo. Hey, God, that's why, amen, I pray, amen, about how to raise my kids. Hey, God, they may have to go to a public school one day, but so far they've been schooled right at the house. You know why? Because influence. Somebody said they'll have to face the world one day. Yes, they will. That's my prayer, that God, one of these days when they grow up, they'll be able to, amen, fight and face the war, amen, of this world, of the enemy fighting the mind. Drugs at an all-time high in schools. Great God, at one time, I remember when I was a child, we went into school and pledged allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. We even, I'm not that old, 38 years old, Brother Tom. We even had a little prayer and come over the intercom in our, amen, Backwoods County, West Virginia. Hey, we even had a little prayer. But back in them days, we still had a little bit of God in our schools. But you know what we have now? We kick God out. And you know, many schools in this nation now have to have drug dogs. They got to have armed guards out at the front to let people in. What happened? I'll tell you what happened. Amen. The devil is wreaking havoc of the minds, not only of adults, but of kids across this country today. Hey, amen. Teenage suicide is at an all-time high. Help us, oh God. Pray for me out there. I need the Lord to help me. I feel the Lord right now. I come to tell you, church, we better pray. The devil's after your children. The devil's after your family. The devil like to shut the church down. He's at war right now. Amen. Help me, Lord. I got to move on here. There's a lot of good right there. I could linger right there. Hey, you got to watch where you run. And you got to watch where you hang out at. Somebody said, I don't want to go down to that old hole in the church down there. Hey, tell you where you can go, what you can do, how you can do it. Hey, God, all we do is preach and believe the truth that's right here in this Word of God. And if God's against it, I tell you the reason why
It's because of our benefit.
Right.
Yes, yes. Hey, you got to watch a thought. Cain once had a thought come across his mind to get even with his brother. And what did Cain do? The first recorded murder. The first recorded murder in all of the Bible. And Cain killed his brother Abel. Why? Because it started with a thought. Get even with your brother. Samson had a thought. What was Samson's thought? Amen. To go down there to Timnath after that old harlot, Delilah. His family told him stay away from her. Amen. Got his mom and dad said, Samson, that's the wrong part of town to be hanging out. You don't want to go down there and court that old girl. Stay away from her. But Samson had a thought in his mind. And you know what happened after that thought was finished? It took Samson's life. Hey, God. He didn't listen to good instruction. He didn't listen to those around him. But it started with a thought. And then finally Delilah got her hands on him. And the Philistines got their hands on him. And they put out his eyes. Oh, and Samson was grinding at the mill. And then finally one day, the hair of Samson began to grow again. And he had his hands on the pillar that held that place up. Had what was it, 3,000 Philistines at that Colosseum that day. But thank God, amen, Samson remembered, I believe the power of God. And God, you better watch out, Samson. It's stronger than you are. Samson said, boy, I'm strong. Amen. A guy that can get up a hold of a set of iron gates and put them on his back and carry him out of the city. He was a strong man. He's a man I didn't want nothing to do with. Hey, God. But Samson, you ain't strong enough for that little thought. It'll get in your mind. It'll take control of you. You'll think about it day and night until you act on it. Great God, I just felt the Holy Ghost right there to tell somebody, you better rebuke it. You better get it out of your mind. It's going to take you down, Samson. You ain't as strong as you think you are. My, I wish we had a church full right here. Feel the Holy Ghost, headache and all. Oh, you better watch. You ain't as powerful as you think you are, David. King of all of Israel. Amen. When the kings were out to battle, David, you might have messed up. You should have been out to battle. But instead, David was upon the rooftop. Amen. And he looked out and he saw a woman that he should not even been home watching. You know the story. And he lusted after her and he called for her. Committed adultery with Bathsheba. Hey, God called her husband Uriah out of battle and said, Uriah, go home. Take a furlough. Take a couple of days off. Rest up. I know the battle's hard. But oh, Uriah was a man of integrity. He was a man of character. And David got up the next morning and there laid Uriah out of his doorstep. He said, my men are out there fighting for their lives. I can't go home. So David, amen, later he got himself in the middle of murder. He had Uriah killed. Amen. Uriah carried his own death sentence in his own hand. How did all that come to pass? With the thought of the mind. When David looked out, it started with a thought. Hey, I come to tell us, a thought is more powerful than you ever thought it could be. You better get it under captivity. You better rebuke it and trust God. Amen.
Amen.
Holy Lord. Oh God.
Feel the Lord here.
Yes, Lord.
In a peculiar way.
Yes, Lord.
God. You better watch out. Lord, help us.
Jesus.
Haman had a thought to kill Mordecai and all the Jews.
Sure did.
What a thought.
Yep.
What a thought. But guess who ended up hanged on those gallows that Mordecai had built, that Haman rather had built for Mordecai? Guess who ended up murdered, Brother Charlie? Amen. Haman ended up murdered.
Right.
And it all started with a thought.
Oh God.
Judas once had a thought to betray Christ. Just a thought. I'll betray innocent blood. And his name is mentioned centuries later with distaste and disdain. All because of a thought, Judas. They all had thoughts, just thoughts. But as a man thinketh, so is he. Because thoughts are powerful, they motivate us to either enter into life, fellowship with God, or enter into destruction. Amen. With Satan. Whoa. Now when a thought comes to you, bring it into captivity.
Yes.
Understand its peculiar characteristics. Amen. Oh yes. If ye then, Colossians said, be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on the earth. Finally, my brethren, Philippians said, whatsoever things are pure, or true rather, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely or good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen. That's what you need to think about. God-centered thoughts. Amen. Bring positive outlook and aspects of life. Amen. It's just the opposite with the devil. Remember, he seeks for destruction. Amen.
Yes.
So Satan will send thoughts of worry. He'll send thoughts of fear. He'll send thoughts of doubt and sin into your heart. Amen. It is amazing how many people have fear. I thought as I was studying and praying on this, that the people across this country right now today that have fear. They're scared to death to breathe. Scared to death to live. Somebody said, are you scared to get the coronavirus? Amen. I've said this before. Brother Chuck, yes. I don't want to get the coronavirus. I'm not afraid for old Jason. I said, hey, you can't threaten me with heaven. Amen. I don't want to get the coronavirus. But more so than me, I sure don't want to give my five children, amen, something that would harm them. But great God, let me tell you something, devil. I'm not going to run around in fear and be scared to death. Hey, you're going to have to fight somebody else. You're not going to make me afraid, devil. I've got a mighty big God. Hey, I've got a big brother, and his name is Jesus, and he's able to help us.
Woo!
Yes, Lord.
Fear. Jesus said, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear.
Right.
But ye have received the spirit of adoption. Paul Rose said that, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Scriptures teach that perfect love casteth out all fear.
Yes, it does.
I'm glad that perfect love casteth out all fear. So if fear is a problem in your life, be aware of that thought pattern that you allow to become permanent in your mind. Those patterns are not from God. God ain't going to give us fear. Bring our thoughts into captivity to the obedience of Christ Jesus our Lord.
Right.
No thought from the devil is strong enough to overpower Christ in our life. Amen. For greater is he that is within us than he that is within the world.
Yeah.
Amen. What are you saying, Brother Jason? I'm saying this. God can help you overcome any thought that the devil puts in your mind. Somebody said, I cannot get it out of my mind. I don't believe that. Greater is he that's in me. Amen. Greater is he that's in you. God can help us get it out of our mind. Amen.
Right.
Study that thought that is pressing you. Amen. Put a name on it. What is it? Anger? Temper, hatred, argumentative spirit, resentment, bitterness, jealousy, inferiority complex, perversion, lying, stealing. What is it? What is them thoughts that's got a hold of you? If it's big enough to bother you, it's got a name and it's got an objective and you need to pray about it. You need to figure it out and you need to fight against it. Amen.
Yes.
Hey, it will carry with it Satan's characteristics if it's of the devil. But if it's a thought pattern of God, it'll carry the characteristics of God.
Amen. Yes.
Oh yes, consider where you pick up many of your thoughts. I want you to notice this. I got on this a little bit while ago. That's why, amen, you got to stay away from worldly environments. Amen. I said this many times. I got saved at 13 years old. I've never drank a beer. I've never smoked a cigarette. I've never been in a gambling casino. I've never did them things. Amen. I am persuaded that if I had friends that drink and smoked and carried on, and I hung with them day in and day out, that would press on me, and finally it might, amen, cause me to drink and smoke and do those things. But I don't hang with people that do that. You know why? Because I want to keep myself pure and holy. Amen. Thank God,
You got to watch where them thoughts are coming from and get rid of it. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Who you hanging with? Amen. What kind of an environment are you in? Hey, if you subject your mind to filthy things that you watch, whether it's on television, whether it's on the internet, I don't care where it is. If you subject your mind to those evil things, it'll put thoughts in there. And if you don't watch it, you'll act on that. Amen.
Yes. What about the radio? You can hear bad things on the radio.
Yes, sir.
And if you don't watch, it'll put a mind. You can read bad things in a book, and it'll put thoughts in your mind. Where are you getting your thoughts from?
Come on.
Come on. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
There you go.
Yes, Lord.
Education. Education. You against education, Brother Jack? How could I preach against education? I got a degree from college right here in town, Marshall University.
Come on.
I can't stand here and preach, but I know this, it ain't for everybody. Amen. How was you able to do it? I'll tell you how I was able to do it. I told my church many times. I got my book bag on my back. I got my books. I went to class like I was supposed to. And when class was over, what I do? I got my book bag back on my back, and I walked back to my truck, and I went to the house. Amen.
That's right.
Hey, God, that's how I kept the victory, because I knew it was too much for me. Samson, it's too much for you. Amen. Hey, God, you can't hang around a worldly environment. You can't hang around sinful nature. If you don't watch out, it'll run off on you.
Right.
Yes. I'm done preaching.
Oh, God.
What is it? What is it? Amen. If you consistently feed your mind sleazy literature, amen, bad programming, like I said, television, internet, I don't care where it comes from. You watch things you know you are. No, watch, it's going to get. It's going to get a hold on you.
Right.
Conversation of ungodly men and women. You hang around people with filthy language. Amen. Like I said before, I got a lawn service now. We went around just a couple, three of us, in a, me and two other guys in a truck. Amen. Mowing lawns. And I've got on to them many times. When they start that filthy mouth up, I say, hey, I'm a preacher of the gospel, and I don't want to hear talk like that. Amen. Hey, God, I worked at the hospital. Me and another lady there went to church. We got on to it. We don't want to hear language like that. Praise God. If you consistently feed your mind that, it's going to harbor and make thoughts in there.
Right.
Hey, God, you are hardly likely to have a healthy thought life if you keep hanging around bad places. Amen.
Yes.
Help us, Lord. I hope it's all right.
Yes,
it ain't all right. I've done my best.
Yes,
Jesus. Amen. Consider the promise that Jesus gave us. He said, I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly.
Amen.
Consider the millions of people who have found in their marriage fulfillment. Somebody said, oh, my marriage is on the rocks. Marriage is being fought. I've never seen such a time, even in the holiness movement, our holiness churches. Families are splitting up. Families are fighting. Where'd that start at?
Come on.
I tell you where it starts. It starts somewhere with a thought.
Yeah.
That's how it started.
Yeah.
Let that kind of information saturate your mind. Give yourself a chance and say, hey, God can help me. God can help me raise my children. I worry lots of times, Lord, am I able to raise these kids? No, I can't raise them right. But the God in me can.
That's right.
Help me, Lord. Wait, help me, God, to put convictions in my children. I want to put convictions in their hearts so that they won't want to do things when they grow up. I don't think there could be any other hurtful thing to a parent when you see that child that you've spent time and all those hardships of raising kids that parents go through and see them one day, amen, not have any type of conviction that you put in them. I think that would be very hurtful, Lord. Help me, God, to be able to put something in their heart, Lord.
Yes.
Amen, that even though they're away from God, if they ever get away from God, they'll still remember their raisins.
Right.
I heard Brother Tommy say that. When he got away from God, he still remembered his mom. Amen. Pray and still remember his mom with that family Bible. Help us, God, to put something in their heart.
Yeah.
God has given you a precious gift. What is that gift? I'm done here. We're going to pray. Free will. You can choose to become what you want. You can choose to hang around a bad crowd. You can choose to hang around a godly crowd. If everything is quite dark for you right now at this moment, I don't believe you got to stay there. I believe God can change it. How can God change it? I believe he can change it right now.
Yes.
If you'll find yourself an altar. I feel the Lord right here. I felt the Lord all through this message.
Lord, thank you, Lord.
I come to tell somebody, you don't have to keep them thought patterns you got in your mind.
Praise you, Lord.
Lord, help us. Help us. But Tommy, the enemy's fighting people at an all-time high.
Yes, he is.
You don't want to live. You listen to the devil tell you that a couple times, and you think, maybe I don't want to live. If you know what, you act on that. Help us, God.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, it's too hard to go down to church. It's too hard to be a Christian. You don't want to live like that. The devil puts bad thought patterns in your mind. You've got to bring that under captivity. You've got to rebuke that in the name of God, in the name of Jesus.
Right.
Resist the devil, the Bible said, and he'll have to flee from you. Let's pray right now, Lord. Pray, God, I feel your spirit right now dealing with somebody. This is a very odd, different way that we have to have church right now. God, I don't know who it is. I can't even see nobody but just four or five of us right here in this building. God, whoever it is that's watching right now, by means of this internet broadcast that we're trying to put out, God, I pray you'd help somebody that's been fighting thoughts in their mind, been fighting thoughts, and they know they're not of God. Lord, we rebuke that right now. We pray, God, that you'd help us to put those thoughts into captivity right now. Oh, God, we rebuke it. God, I pray you'd give somebody some help, Lord. I pray right now, my heart's heavy, God. I pray that you'd touch them. I pray, God, that you'd move right now. God, give somebody victory. Pray. Pray, ma'am. Pray, sir. Pray, teenager. Pray, wherever you are. Pray. Lift your voice up. Ask God to help you. God, I don't want to think like this. Amen. I don't want to have these thoughts. Will you help me, Lord? He'll help you right now. He'll help you, praise God. He'll help you get rid of that thought pattern. Jesus' name. Touch the place, Sister Mary. Amen. Lord, help somebody pray right now, wherever they are. Help them call out to you, God. Get their help, amen.
Take this body that you made for me. I give it, Lord, to thee. Take my heart, come and change the old heart, cleanse and set me free. My eyes to see where you made me. Lord, these old ears to reprove. Just take this wearing vessel, Lord, and make it just like
shine a godly light. This piece of clay can
take this body that you made for me. I give it, Lord, to thee. Take my heart, come and change me. Your part, please, and set me free.
Of the soul.
To always shine.